Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a world where a car sells for more than, well, more than a small island. Today, we're diving right into that world, the incredibly wild, dynamic market of the most expensive classic cars. Our mission here in this deep dive is really to sift through these fascinating sources you've sent over. We want to pull out those crucial nuggets of knowledge. We'll look at the overall health, the sheer scale of the classic car market, examine the trends shaping its future, you know, looking into 2025. And of course, we'll definitely be docking at those astonishing record-setting vehicles, the ones that prove a car can be worth more than some small nations. Prepare to uncover not just the what, but really the why behind these incredible prices.
That's right. And what's fascinating here is how this market, I mean, it's worth billions, how it really navigates the complex waters of global economics, shifting tastes. We're going to go beyond just those flashy headlines, you know, to really understand the forces underneath, the sort of logic, if you can call it that, behind these valuations. We'll explore what makes these automotive masterpieces so sought after and why they just keep holding this appeal for collectors globally.
Right. So to get a handle on the sheer scale here, our sources are saying this isn't just some niche hobby for a few people. The antique or collectible car market is valued at something like $40 billion worldwide as of 2025. Incredible. And get this, analysts aren't just seeing stability. They're predicting, what, an 8.7% compound annual growth rate?
8.7%, yeah.
That's some serious horsepower for an industry people often think is just, you know, enthusiasts having fun.
It really is. It's a significant economic force. And, well, putting this into the bigger picture, 2022 definitely offered a lot of hope for investors in this space. But then 2023, we saw those macroeconomic forces. We all know inflation, rising interest rates. They started to slow things down a bit. If you look at the K500 index, which kind of tracks the whole market performance, it shows a steady climb over the last few years. But, you know, factor in inflation and the real value of those gains isn't quite as, well, impressive. Still, for the long view, the Historical Auto Group Index, HAGI.
Okay.
It's kind of the S&P 500 for classic cars.
Okay.
It's still the oldest, the most comprehensive, really the most trusted benchmark we have for understanding these trends.
Okay. And digging into that HAGI index, it seems there are some really surprising winners and losers inside it. So while the broader market, maybe even some specific brands, dipped in 2023, the Porsche market, the HAGIP, actually went up 2.33%.
That's right. Solid performance.
Looks like Porsche just keeps going strong. But then, this is amazing. The Lamborghini market, HAGILPS, it just blew past the S&P 500, an 18% return.
18%. It's stunning.
What does that tell us? Especially Lamborghini's surge. Where are collectors putting their money?
Well, that 18% for Lamborghini really is remarkable. And our sources suggest it's not just a fluke or, you know, the whole market lifting. It seems to reflect Lamborghini's brand appeal, which they've carefully cultivated. They mix that dramatic design with real performance heritage.
Right. They are very distinct.
And that resonates particularly with maybe newer, younger collectors. They appreciate that bold look, the tech. Unlike some, let's say, more traditional brands, Lamborghini keeps pushing boundaries. They do these limited runs, very distinctive models.
Almost instant collectibles.
Exactly. Guaranteed future classics, which then drives up demand and value for the older iconic models, too. It's a mix of heritage and modern allure.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, they've really carved out their own space. But then the flip side, the HAGI Topex, PNF, that tracks top classics, excluding Porsche and Ferrari, right? The other big names.
Correct. The blue chips from other marks.
And that dropped almost 12%. That's like 25% lower than the S&P 500. It really makes you wonder why.
It does. And that drop, it really highlights a key market dynamic you see when things get economically uncertain.
Yeah.
It's often called a flight to quality.
Okay.
So investors, collectors, they tend to consolidate. They move towards the most proven, you know, the bluest of the blue chip assets. So while that broader top tier, the HEGI Topex PNF, might soften a bit, those ultra-rare, historically key cars, often your Porsches and Ferraris, at the very, very top, they're seen as safer stores of value.
They hold their ground.
Or even go up, yeah. Because they're the absolute peak of desirability, scarcity. It signals a more discerning market, maybe a bit more cautious, not necessarily a lack of interest overall. And what's fascinating is, despite all this global economic uncertainty, soaring fuel prices, classic car collectors seem, well, pretty undeterred. Often they're looking at these cars for display, for restoration projects. Maybe as pure art, not just for driving every day.
Right. It's a different mindset.
Exactly. That long-term, passion-driven view helps explain why they keep investing. and why the very top end of the market stays so resilient.
That's a great snapshot of where things are now. But okay, where is it all headed? This classic car world, it's always changing. New models become antiques, others fall out of fashion. What are our sources saying about the big trends for 2025?
Well, one of the really big shifts we're seeing, one that's kind of reshaping the definition of classic, is the rise of youngtimer cars.
The 80s and 90s stuff.
Exactly. Vehicles built in the 80s and 90s. And this isn't just, you know, a small niche thing. It's a really profound cultural and financial shift. Think about models like the E30 BMW M3 or some Porsche 911s from that time. They used to be just used cars.
Right.
Now they're getting serious attention. Values are climbing fast. Investors, enthusiasts, everyone needs to sort of adjust their perception as this segment grows from just nostalgia into real collectability.
And it's not just about the age, is it? Or the era. We're seeing sustainable restorations becoming a big trend. That sounds fascinating, old meeting new.
It really is a fascinating convergence. We're talking everything from, say, using regenerated leather or recycled metals inside.
Okay.
To putting in advanced electric powertrains, but ones designed not to mess with the original chassis. So you could theoretically reverse it back to petrol later.
Clever.
It even covers ethically sourcing parts, original or reproduction, making sure the supply chain meets modern environmental standards. It's about keeping that classic look and feel, but, you know, lessening the environmental hit. It's a challenge for restorers, for sure, but it's gaining traction, especially with younger collectors.
That makes sense. Which brings us to the crucial question. Who is driving these changes, these trends, young timers, sustainability? They don't just happen. What's the data show about the collectors themselves? Are they changing?
The million-dollar question. Our sources from Hagerty Insurance, they're big in antique car insurance, paint a very clear picture. They show insurance quotes for baby boomers are actually down 4%, but quotes for millennials up 5%.
Interesting. And Gen X?
Gen X has stayed pretty much level. Their engagement is consistent. But that pivot, boomers down, millennials up, that's absolutely key. It directly fuels the rise of youngtimers. Mm. Millennials connect with cars from when they were growing up, right?
Makes sense.
And it also drives that increased interest in sustainability you mentioned. Younger collectors often are more environmentally aware, looking to square their passions with their values.
It really is a generational shift, isn't it, influencing the whole market? What about the business side? How are deals getting done?
Yeah, the business end is seeing movement too. Experts are suggesting 2025 might see the highest number ever of really high-priced cars offered for sale.
Hmm.
Our sources talk about more big deals for cars over, say, $10 million.
Wow. So more top-tier cars coming to market.
Seems like it. Maybe some long-term owners deciding it's time. And while, yes, we're definitely seeing more online auctions, which are convenient, reach more people, great for more accessible classics.
Okay, opens things up.
Our sources confirmed that for the truly mega expensive classics, the multi-million dollar ones, dealers and high net worth collectors still strongly prefer doing deals in person.
Face to face.
Exactly. Okay. That ability to see it, touch it, check it meticulously, plus the personal relationships, that's still crucial at the very top. Huh. Trust and that tactile experience, they're paramount when the stakes are just so incredibly high.
All right, let's shift gears to the absolute peak, the crown jewels. We're about to look at the cars that have smashed records, the most expensive classics ever sold. Prepare for some truly eye-watering prices and the stories behind them. These are more than just cars. They're rolling art, rolling history.
Leading the pack, and this sale really shook the entire classic car world.
Mm-hmm.
The 1955 Mercedes-Benz 300 SLR Uhlenhaut Coupe. It sold for an absolutely astounding $143 million. That was back in May 2025.
$143 million. Yeah. Just row.
It was almost double the previous record holder. The opening bid alone was higher than many past record sales. And what makes it so special, apart from being a mechanical marvel, is its rarity. It's one of only two prototypes ever built.
Well, only two.
Only two. And this one was used personally by Mercedes' chief engineer, the legendary Rudolf Uhlenhaut. The sale itself was totally unexpected, very discreet. Apparently lobbied for over 18 months by the dealer Simon Kitston. It wasn't just a sale. It redefined the ceiling for car values.
$143 million. It's hard to even wrap your head around that for one car. The security must be intense. Okay, number two on the list, but instantly recognizable to almost anyone. The 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO.
Ah, the GTO. Iconic.
One of these, Scarlet Red Beauties, sold for just under $51 million, that's including the buyer's premium, late in 2023. Fewer than 40 were ever built, and many saw hard racing got damaged. So its rarity, plus that incredible racing history, makes it unbelievably sought after.
Absolutely. And what these top cars share, beyond the price, is that undeniable story, whether it's a design revolution or the racing legends tied to them.
Their mobile museum.
Exactly. Pieces of history. That narrative is a huge part of what makes them feel priceless. And if we connect this to innovation, take the 1954 Mercedes W196 F1 Silver Arrow. It sold for $31.6 million. That car was a real technological marvel after World War II. Its unique bullet shape was revolutionary.
Driven by Fangio, wasn't it?
Precisely. Juan Manuel Fangio drove it. This specific car won the 54 German and Swiss Grand Prix. A massive piece of F1 history, its engineering, its racing provenance. It's a touchstone for car progress.
Let's hop back across the pond for a sec. An American legend, the 1935 Duesenberg SSJ.
The Doozy.
It fetched $22 million, holds the record for the most expensive American car ever sold. It was truly the all-American supercar of its day, power, luxury, amazing style.
And the Hollywood connection.
Right. First owner was Gary Cooper. And the story goes, Clark Gable loved Cooper's car so much, they reportedly built a second one just for him. Represents that golden age of American luxury.
What's fascinating here, though, is that these huge prices aren't just for pre-war cars or mid-century racers. The 1994 McLaren F1 LM specification sold for $19.8 million.
A 90s car in that league.
Absolutely. Only 106 F1s were ever made. And out of those, just two got this exclusive LM specification upgrade from McLaren later on in 2000. Boosted engine, more downforce, matched the Le Mans winning F1 GTR. It shows how specific factory mods and extreme rarity can push a 90s supercar right into that top tier. Ties perfectly into that young timer trend we talked about.
Okay, and just to show how diverse this market really is, it's not always about classic in the old sense. The 2022 Bugatti Chiron Profile.
Yes, the Profile.
It made huge waves, sold for over $10 million, and this wasn't a classic at all. It was brand new,
yeah.
A one-off model,
mm-hmm.
but became the most expensive new car ever sold at auction, a feat of modern engineering, that W16 engine, 0-60 in, what, 2.3 seconds?
Just incredible performance. It shows how these bespoke modern hypercars are creating their own ultra-luxury collector niche. And finally, maybe as a nod to just pure foundational history, cars like the 1914 Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. This car, over 110 years old, sold recently for $489,000. Now, okay, it's not hitting the Uhlenhaut or GTO numbers.
Still nearly $500,000.
Right. Its value is a real testament to endurance, that pioneering engineering foundational luxury. It reminds us classic covers a huge range. Each car holds immense historical cultural weight, and our sources do point out certain exceptionally rare vintage Rolls-Royces, unique specs, perfect history, famous owners, they can go well over $1 million.
Your heritage still counts, even without the racing wins.
Definitely. Iconic heritage always commands respect and value. Hashtag tag outro.
So wow. From multi-million dollar unicorn cars just shattering records to those subtle but really important shifts in who's collecting and the rise of young timers, sustainable restorations, we've seen just how dynamic, how complex, and frankly, how surprising the world of classic car collecting really is.
It's a blend, isn't it? Passion, investment, history, cutting edge trends all mixed together. And this really brings up an important question for you, our listener, to think about. Whether it's a piece of pioneering engineering, a roaring race car, maybe a beloved young timer from your own youth, what is it that makes a car truly priceless to you? Beyond the auction price, beyond the numbers.
It's clear the value isn't just in the metal or the engine or how many miles are on the clock. It's so deeply tied up in the story the car tells, how rare it is, and just the incredible passion of the people who pursue these automotive masterpieces. Definitely something compelling to mull over, thinking about your own connection to these amazing machines. Now, our next deep dive.